You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Prof, let me thank you so much for your time. I mean, firstly, before we even get to the apparent tensions now, I'm keen to hear your views on what happened in Gwaqeza.
Good morning, Sis Bongiwe, and good morning to your listeners. Honestly speaking, what happened at Gwaqeza was a shame and a disgrace. There is no way to explain it. And more especially because the people who were involved in that particular spat are both leaders in their own right. Thulasizwe Buthelezi is the leader, is one of the leaders of the known leaders of the IFP, being the mayor of Zululand, and then currently in his position as the traditional prime minister of the Zulu nation. So this is not just a low key person, it's a high ranking person. And then we have Sboniso Duma, who is the chairperson of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, which is the biggest province of the ANC, more especially residing around eThekwini area, which is the biggest region of the ANC. So both of them are high-ranking leaders in their own spaces. But then what happened there was, in fact, as I say, it was a shame, it was a disgrace, it's something that should not have happened.
And, you know, thinking about just post, in fact, pre-1994, and around that time and post, the work that was done to also make sure that the province doesn't degenerate to some of the violence that we saw in the past. I wonder how much of a, of concern should a lot of people now start expressing, and especially because when you speak to different sectors, there's a concern about how this could potentially degenerate the province to violence. But would you say, post what we saw happen, and everyone else who's spoken out on this matter, KwaZulu-Natal is now a province on edge?
You know, my sister, the period you refer to, the 1990s, between 1990 and 1994, was a very critical period. But the reason why there was a semblance of hope that something good was going to come was because of the caliber of the leaders we had at the time. You will recall that in places like Hammersdale, or then called also Mpumalanga, there were a number of people who died there. But then there were leaders of high stature, the likes of the late Bungane, that is Dr. Meshack Hadebe, and his counterpart on the IFP, Mr. Mlaba. So these are the people who played a critical role in making sure that they calmed the situation. Then the question is, do we have the same caliber of leaders now? And my answer is an emphatic no, given what happened at Gwaqeza. So what complicates the matter in Gwaqeza is not the incident itself, but then it is the reaction to the incident by the provincial leadership. You would have heard when there was a media briefing that the PEC emphatically said that what Mr. Duma and did to Mr. Buthelezi was in fact justifiable. In a way, they are arguing that Duma did not start this whole thing, which is factually correct. Buthelezi also played his part by basically not understanding that when he ascended to the podium, he didn't do so in his capacity as the mayor of Zululand, nor as a leader of the IFP, but he did so in his capacity as the traditional prime minister of the Zulu nation, in which case then he had to stay clear of politics. So then he made a mistake by starting to attack his counterparts on the ANC. But that does not condone the reaction from Duma. If we leave that and then we go to the response by the PEC of the ANC, they failed to handle the situation because instead of them saying that we are sorry about what happened, we'll handle the issue clandestinely, they emphatically said that they don't even recognize the position that Thulasizwe Buthelezi holds. That raises a lot of questions. On the one hand, they say they are prepared to go and apologize to the Zulu monarch or to the Zulu king. But on the other hand, they are saying they don't recognize the position. So my question is, what are you apologizing for if you don't recognize the position in the first place? Then you factor in the issue of Amabutho. The moment you bring in Amabutho, then, of course, On the one hand, we have the ANC. On the other hand, we have the IFP. And then the third party is now Amabutho. These are the people who claim to have been responsible for the injuries sustained by the 14 people, two of whom were seriously injured. So basically, then these three factors then tell you that indeed KZN has all the reason to be on the edge. But it all depends how the leadership handles the matter. Given what I've just outlined, I'm not optimistic. But then going forward, let's see what happens. Then lastly, the king himself has already identified a couple of people who will handle this situation. So we'll await the results and see what happens. And then when the Honorable Vadenko Sinhlabe Ntlabe, the current leader of the IFP, says that there must be three aside, and then that must happen at a national level, he's mindful of the fact that the province cannot handle this matter because of what has just happened. In other words, the PEC of the ANC has disqualified itself to address the situation, given the statements, which in fact have poured petrol on the inferno that was already burning. So I would say it depends on how the leaders handle the situation.
And it also, I mean, now begs the question, how does the election then continue in a peaceful manner, especially given how hotly contested that province is?
No, we still have time, provided we have political sanity amongst leaders, because it's doable, my sister. It's doable, provided there is a political will to make it happen. Because if you are able to cause a stir, you must also have power to calm things down. In this case, if the PEC would look at this issue, revisit their statement, and then identify things that went wrong, and then if the senior leadership of the ANC would also reason with its provincial leaders and then try to handle the situation, and then we have the IFP doing the same, then if they sit around the table, my thinking is that you don't need the IFP sitting in a corner somewhere and the ANC sitting in a corner somewhere and releasing individual statements. I foresee a situation whereby leaders from both sides, basically aligning myself with what Mr. Hlabisa was saying, aligning them with that idea that they sit around the table, they discuss this matter, they take firm resolutions, then they have a joint media briefing to say, as leaders of this organization, we have looked in this issue, we have also considered the fact that this is an election year, we have also considered the history of KwaZulu-Natal in terms of violence and bloodshed, and this is what we have agreed on. And then they read the statement jointly. I think then we can calm the situation. As for Amabutho are not a problematic factor here. Only if leaders contain the situation, Amabutho will follow the line. Luckily, they do understand that there is a line of command. If, for example, the king says, okay, what happened was wrong, but then let's put it behind and move forward for the sake of peace in the country and in KwaZulu-Natal specifically, then this thing can be handled.
Yeah, let's see what happens, Prof. As you say, it's going to be important. Leadership is going to be important as this meeting then is expected to be held. That was Professor Begum Gomedzulu, Director of the Center for the Advancement of Non-Racialism and Democracy at the Nelson Mandela University.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.